This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, Vin.
You want me to tell you something?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So, did your phone blow up at all last night?
Well, with emails right there at the end, and I went, I'll deal with
it. No, not that part. Okay. So, I didn't realize this until I was talking to our boss. I think it was on Monday, and okay. he was in. He had some stuff to do and a bunch of trips this week. And he was saying, oh, I got this, and I got to go to SAC on Tuesday, and then I'm in L.A. for the Taylor Hawkins tribute, which was last night.
How did that go?
And my phone has been blowing up from people I know down south who are sending me. I'm getting pictures of Geddy Lee playing Rush songs in a live venue as part of the tribute to Taylor Hawkins. Pink was there. Miley Cyrus was there. Like, this was star-studded and rocked, and it was last night, and our boss was part of that, and so he gets to wake up this morning and hop a plane and hurry back for the meeting we have at noon.
Nice.
But we'll get to talk to him about it.
Right, but he was there last night for all of that.
That's so crazy.
Like, star-studded rock and roll show.
Did that get streamed, or was it...
I have no idea.
A show that they're going to show later, or...
He told me about it.
Yeah.
I, of course, have no possible way to get there and get back here, so I wrote it off.
You can bring that little unit of yours and go anywhere you want in the world, Vinny.
Listen, I'm not able to add more, so I'm just not. He said that, and I went, oh, that would be fun, except I can't ever even consider doing that.
You guys could have shared a hotel room.
No.
Had a little dinner together, gone to the big show.
I'm not able. Back to the point, which is there was a huge rock and roll show last night and our boss was there. And I was wondering if you've got I'm sure Pink went off.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Who sings better than her?
Nobody really. Like, she's just one of my favorite singers.
Kind of dumb lyrics, but sings great.
At times. Some of her songs are so awesome, though. And listen, we sat 5 feet from her when she belted out some stuff that we were just like...
Hi, I'm Alicia.
Yeah, hey, I'm Alicia. Nice to meet you. And very, as demure as she was, it was the opposite end of the spectrum when she opened that mouth to sing. It was unbelievable. That's a show you would have wanted to be at.
Anyway, I don't know if it was streamed or if it was recorded for a television show that will be shown at a later date.
Can you look that up?
Yeah, I'm looking right now. I see some stuff. I see Hot for Teacher by Wolfgang Van Halen.
Oh, that's fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You want to hear some of that?
Sure, yeah.
All right. Here it is. Let's see.
Well,
yeah, it sounds like
somebody's
like
phone recording. All right.
It's actually like from backstage. See that?
It was never quite like this. So that's, you can only see Wolfgang from the back. And some singer wearing
and
like
Dave
a
Grohl
pink.
No, the singer in the pink is the guy from The Darkness.
Oh, yeah, that's right, right. We must have talked about this. Or,
well, they did it in London, and now they're doing it here. So
they're touring the Taylor Hawkins.
I think this was the last show. This was it. I don't think it's going to be.
You know, and I want to say, actually, that the London one is the one that's going to be or has been broadcast.
Based on what I've heard,
that looks like a live stream,
one.
Though.
They should have done this one, because this was, it went off.
All right. This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. This whole show is a podcast every day. All you have to do is download the Odyssey app and you get the full thing. You can also check out our latest show highlights. Alex, listen to this. This was written by Alex this morning. He was all like worrying over the words. Alex and Bryn picked the best moments from today's show so you can get that instant gratification.
Perfectly done.
Worried about the words?
Thank you so much.
How did you know he was worried about the word? Did
he told
you?
Me. He goes, "Oh, I had to make a quick change. Sorry, I had to make a quick change in your 7 o'clock celebrity trash sponsor.
Nice job, Alo.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You
know,
you might want to take a look at that and make sure that you don't want to stumble over that.
Happy birthday, Liam. He turned 10 today.
Oh, hi, Liam. Is that a listener's
yes.
kid
mm-hmm.
or a 10-year-old listener?
Yep.
Double digits. On your television tonight, the long-awaited Blonde is on Netflix. That is the Marilyn Monroe movie starring Ana de Armas as Norma Jean.
Will you watch that?
That does sound like something I'll press go on. Certainly easy enough. I have Netflix.
Yeah.
Bobby Cannavale is baseball legend Joe DiMaggio. Adrian Brody is Arthur Miller, the guy she marries after DiMaggio. And plus it's Ana de Armas the whole time. And Survivor's on tonight.
Oh, good.
Yep. You know how we're always wondering, where did that person wind up?
Oh, yeah. I'm always wondering where that guy went.
Yeah. You know, that guy.
Where the hell is that guy?
Or that girl. Whatever happened to that girl? Boy, they seemed crazy.
I wasn't worried about her at all.
Wonder what happened to her.
That guy, though, he's a puke. Yeah. I didn't have high hopes.
Did he die? Like, what happened?
Yeah, what happened?
You know? So, you know, we've often wondered, actually for years we've been wondering, where's Maria Athens?
Oh, I have wondered about her.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. This story's not about her, unfortunately. I don't have any further information. But I do have an update.
What a buzzkill.
From one of the best weird stories in the past. Do you remember the lady who said, "I'm black"?
Yes. She was the head of the NAACP. In, like, Washington State.
That is exactly right. Do you remember her name?
No.
Rachel Dolezal.
Okay, yeah,
so, Rachel Dolezal she didn't even say that she was a black woman. She lived as a black woman, and she put it out there. This is who I am.
But, okay.
So, Washington, in Spokane, Washington, until 2015, when it was discovered she was just pretending to be black. And if you're wondering what she's been up to lately, she's been stripping down on OnlyFans.
No.
Get out of here.
What's a girl going to do? Some of her photos recently leaked. Were you able to find, they say there's nudes out there, but they say you can subscribe to Rachel Dolezal's OnlyFans for $10 a month.
All right.
They say yes, that she still identifies as black.
This is where we start.
She does?
That's what it says here.
Well, wait. So does she have mixed race background?
I don't believe she does. I think that was like established at the time that she's just a white lady.
Uh-huh.
With kinky hair.
Well, curly. She's curly hair. You know, light brown curly hair. So,
That's super weird.
Yeah. There's a weird shot of her. But I don't know what she's going for here.
Wait. After the scandal she went through, she's still trying to pass as a black lady?
Does she say anything about it on any of the... Of course, we're not subscribed to her thing.
Not.
They say in this particular story, she still identifies as black. And that was her argument the whole time. She's like, yeah, I might be a white lady, but I identify as a black woman.
You don't get to...
Agreed.
Unless you are.
But she wasn't, which is why she...
I mean, I do
lost
think
her job and it, had to go to OnlyFans.
It's a really interesting thing, probably way more so for the child of a black and white parent who ends up looking white but has a black parent.
Right.
My kids have a Latina mom,
mm-hmm.
but they look white.
Mm-hmm.
But we try more now than probably ever to sort of remind them that they're Latina,
right.
even though you don't look that in the mirror. They wouldn't, if someone tried to call them out, they could say, no, nope, I'm Guatemalan.
Right.
So I don't, there's her butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's getting older.
Well.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
But. But I guess if you're into
she's got nice cans.
They look fine. They look real too.
Uh-huh.
She's got, you know, a good makeup job on there. So I don't know. I mean, maybe you found her. Oh boy. Well,
that's a full blown.
There she is. She just put little scribbly hearts over all the important areas. It's like she's got a little scribbled bikini on.
What is that? What are the? Is she getting in the shower? Is that what that is?
You know, she's in a bathroom. It for sure looks like that. It's hard to tell.
Is it a bathroom? There's a TV there.
Oh yeah.
The TV up there, you see that TV?
Yeah, but look at the floor. The floor, she's standing on a bath mat.
What are the metal bars, though? I think that's
a mirror.
Oh,
that
does look like a... Yeah.
Those are mirror. That's a mirror that's got some kind of, like, grill over it.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I don't really know.
Whatever. Okay, so this lady's still out there doing something that she was caught doing, and it's...
She's all, but I still feel that way.
Is the second backlash on, or what?
No. Now she's just on...
She's getting paid.
Yeah.
All right.
She's on OnlyFans showing all her junk for $9.99 a month.
Okay.
So if you're interested in checking, she looks good. You know? I don't know. Looking good.
I'm not
going to say whether I believe her or not believe her that she feels like a black lady. It's, you know, you just can't masquerade as that.
Well, I mean, what did I see the other day? Hailey Bieber was in trouble because she used some kind of brown tinted lipstick, and they were saying it's a cultural appropriation.
Really?
And I went,
I don't know about that.
Doesn't
offend me. You can use any color lipstick you
obviously want. People are writing articles because there's a lot of content space to fill.
Sure.
But I did think, like,
keep those stories coming.
If you can't use a certain color of lipstick, you definitely can't just decide to claim you're black.
Yeah. Well,
that's for sure cultural appropriation.
If
you're just
paying $10.99 a month to see it.
That woman permed her hair. Her parents are whiter than marshmallows, says
do we have to be mean to the white
there
people?
There it is, 510.
Like, you know,
Rachel has straight hair. She permed her hair for the texture.
Okay.
All right.
The documentary made us feel so sorry for her kids. I wonder how they feel about this. She has kids.
Oh, she has kids?
I don't know anything about that.
415 says Latinos are considered white. Is that right?
I have no idea.
I never heard that.
I don't know about all the classifications. I just feel like, you know, at this point, we're all just people, aren't we?
408 says, why do you care if she identifies as black? A woman can identify as a man. Okay.
I don't care. I actually
but
feel
she
like
clearly
you can't
found...
say you are and head up the NAACP and then deny that you're. I don't know. I guess
she was caught in a scandal. Period.
It was a weird scandal.
She was getting paid and identifying as something she wasn't.
Right. All right. So there's that. That's what she's up to. And for $10 a month, you can check out her boobies.
A lot of people are writing that same thing.
What
about? A man can identify as a woman, but she can't identify as black?
Well, turns out you can change your identity as a gender, but you can't change it as a race.
Well, she can. She clearly is.
She does, right. Yeah,
she's
doing done
that.
It. Right. It's just that certain people are not going to let you work for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Guess you can do whatever you want. Free country, right?
Right.
What's that noise?
Is it my fan?
Yeah. We let everyone identify as they want to be, right? So what's the difference now? Yeah, all right. You know what, 707? I actually kind of feel that.
I know.
Okay.
I guess the NAACP was not down.
Well, that made sense. I
totally.
Mean, you know.
Right. How can you advocate for us? You know.
Right.
Next up. I don't know what else to say about that. All I know is that lady's on
OnlyFans,
and I hope she's making money because
$10 a month.
Well, it sounds like people are making some real money on there. That Blac Chyna, $200 million last year. Oh my god!
I'd do that.
Yeah, for $200 million.
Are you kidding?
I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll do it. Yeah.
Well, I don't even. I mean, whatever.
The problem for us is, you know, we're not going to. If you were guaranteed $200 million, 100% do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, take a chance, you could make $200 million. I'd be like, I won't. Mm-hmm. I won't make that.
Well, that's your attitude. Well, it's part of that is your attitude. If you're like, I don't even like doing it anyway. Well, then that's going to come across.
Yeah.
I mean, the people, your fans that are watching you.
Oh, so I got to pretend to like really
want
be into
to believe
it.
Yeah. You're that you liking what
no.
you're doing.
I need to be guaranteed $200 million and then I will like it. You will know.
Hey, everyone. It's time for another session. Oh, God. Right, it'll be over soon. Just click here to pay mm-hmm. and click there to tip. All right.
Dolezal has two kids, yeah.
How old are they?
Let's see. The first one.
Did her husband break up with her? It's like, what? You're not a black lady? I can't. Her kids are white?
Much information.
You know what? There's a million people writing in saying she should be allowed to identify as however she wants.
Yeah, I know. The problem is it's like if you identify as black and then you put on blackface, that's no good. Or you identify as black, you're a white lady, you say, I identify as a black woman and I'm going to put the black lady hair on. It just becomes, is that not cultural appropriation, which I understand is wrong. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, gender, you're this, you're that, you're the other thing. I don't know. I don't have any problem with it. I don't even really have a problem with this. I guess if it doesn't, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. All I know is
should sign up and see if she's good at her job.
I'm not going to do it. I don't want to. Sigourney Weaver is in the news. She's out there.
I know. Love Sigourney Weaver.
And that's why I do the stories for you about Sigourney, because I know you love her. So
I understand she's a tall lady, too. Be fun.
Climb that mountain. Yeah, that tree.
I mean, she's gorgeous. She's, you know, she's Ripley the whole time.
Ripley, I know. God, she's so great. She's one of those ladies that I just love her. She doesn't have like the classic, you know, beauty starlet face. She has an interesting face. She gets better with age even. Yep. And she just looks like a badass.
And you wouldn't have expected her to become the highly sought of after voice actor either. She does a lot.
Well, that's what she's out there promoting is this Avatar 2, The Way of Water. So in the first Avatar, spoiler alert for the 13-year-old movie Avatar, she's a scientist and she does die.
Oh.
Spoiler alert. So now she's back playing a teenager in the second one. So how's she doing that? Well, CGI and it's a voiceover. So she had to like find the teenage voice inside her to do it. So she's talking about that and she's going around answering questions. And someone started asking her some questions about Alien. She said that Alien almost had a sex scene. And she said it was an early version of the script. And they were all reading through, sitting doing the table read. And she started criticizing it. She's like, nobody does it with that thing on the spaceship.
Agreed.
Like, mm-hmm. that is so...
She's right.
It takes people out of the peril that these people are in. No one's in the mood for that.
I'm already walking around braless in a cutoff shirt. What more do you people need
right.
from me?
That's as sexy as it's getting.
And it was. It is. She's hot.
She didn't say who she was supposed to bone or whatever, and she also revealed that she was made the survivor because it would be surprising to the audience. Spoiler alert for the first Alien movie from 1902.
If you haven't seen it, it's good.
Oh, it stands up.
Mm-hmm.
And she says it was actually a surprise to her when she found out it was her character that survived. No, she says, no one in their wildest dreams will think it's going to end up being the girl. They'll think it's going to end up being John Hurt's character, who's so brave. They really did it for story reasons, even though they love strong women. They just said it would be the best surprise ending. And it made, I mean, she was just... Like, that character is so iconic. It's great. And I'll end with this. If you're a Walking Dead fan, for a mere $7,000 so far, you can buy Negan's bat. It's a barbed wire wrapped baseball bat named Lucille. It was actually used in the show. It is nasty looking. They call it a hero version, meaning it's made to look as realistic as possible for close-ups.
Oh.
So they probably had several bats, and this one is, the bidding's already up to $7,000. However, with the auction house premium, it's at like $8,500, and the auction doesn't wrap up until October 15th, so you have time to get in there. Other Walking Dead items on the block include Daryl's Honda Nighthawk motorcycle, one of Rick's bloody sheriff costumes, and one of Michonne's hero katana swords with scabbard, and tons more. There's all kinds of stuff.
You want that? Any of that?
Well, I'm not a person who collects that stuff, mm-hmm. but I did love the show for the first few seasons, and you know, I'm not going to pay $7,000 for Lucille, but it would be a cool thing to have, you know, have that make a chandelier out of it. I don't know what you do with it. I don't know what you do with it. You put it in your personal home museum, I guess.
I don't know either.
A glass case or something, huh?
Sure. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel
hermetically
like
sealed.
The zombie show? Where they just run across the screen over and over?
No, the problem with that show was
there were
whole episodes where there were no zombies in it.
Running.
It became about the people.
Running.
And their new society. Stop it.
Here we go.
Don't write it off. That was a good show.
And running, running.
It was a good show.
And running, running.
Oh, they cleared that screen. Oh, no, a whole other screen.
Keep running, you guys. All right, what's coming up in the news? We're running.
That show was so boring. I don't know how you could.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Wednesday.
Pump day!
And it's a great day for us because we love our secret show, and today is the V-Hail Day. We love to get bad advice on our daily secret show. And if you need a little help in your life, you can email us, give us all the details of your problem. Email Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. V-Hail joins us today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Secret Show. Listen to our Secret Show weekdays on the Odyssey app at 10 a.m. Or wait till Friday when all this week's episodes drop as podcasts. It's a little confusing, but don't worry.
You'll get it.
They'll all be there
eventually.
And it's free. Enjoy them.
You'll get used to it.
We like doing them for you, so I hope that you like listening
to them.
Yeah,
we do.
Yeah, we do.
Listen to this weird little, well, I should say, another nice day. Okay. 70s and 80s, everyone.
Nice out, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard of a place called Casa Bonita?
No.
Okay.
I mean, the beautiful house. Where is it?
While it's in Denver.
Oh, Casa Bonita.
While it's being renovated, 29 staffers at a Mexican place in Denver called Casa Bonita got 4 months of classes to become bilingual in English and Spanish.
Oh.
The place almost closed for good last year after its owners went bankrupt. But two very rich individuals decided to jump in and buy it. Trey Parker and Matt Stone from South Park bought Casa Bonita after they'd featured it in a South Park episode back in 2003.
Oh, how funny.
And so when they heard it was going out of business, they just bought it.
That's great. So then they said, and while we renovate it, because we did just sign a $1 billion deal for all the South Park
stuff. So we're going to renovate the place, and we'd like you to be bilingual since, you know, it's a Mexican restaurant. You should.
But it's in Colorado.
Whatever. Still.
It's great.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Casa Bonita. If you're ever in Denver, that's Matt Stone and Trey Parker's place.
Nice.
Is it going to be like South Parky inside?
I don't think so, but we'll see.
That'd
be fun. You know I love Primus.
I know.
I love Primus.
I hate myself time. Oh, there it is, Casa Bonita. Oh, man. Huh. I feel like I've seen that before. Yeah, it's lovely. It's pink. Yeah, and that show's set in Colorado. It's South Park, Colorado, right?
Oh, is it?
I don't think it's set in Colorado. It's not set in Denver. But
no, South Park, Colorado, but which I think is probably made up, right?
I think they had a little town. Well, it doesn't matter. I don't know enough about that to say. Whatever. Yes, it's in Colorado. So this is one of those things. You hear people. They are so smart. They're so smart, and they so know how to get people. Except they're not as smart as they think they are because they're at their own house, you stupid, dumb, dummy heads.
What is happening?
I'm going to tell you. A neighborhood in Austin, Texas has been struggling with porch pirates.
Oh.
This is where you order things, as we do, and yep. they land at your house. And if you're not there to collect everything in real time, it's likely someone will drive by and scoop up your goods.
There it is, right on your porch for anyone to go, I'd love to see what's in that box. I can't take it. It's a mystery box. What's in there? Mm-hmm.
So this couple, they're so smart.
Okay.
They had this huge creative plan to teach those porch pirates a lesson.
All right.
They filled a box with dirty diapers and left it on their porch to see what would happen. And sure enough, it worked. The thieves drove up, grabbed the box and ran off. So they got a box of crappy diapers.
Sure.
Crap filled diapers.
Bummer
everybody.
For them, yeah.
Man.
They got us. We'll never go to that house again.
Except that they know where you live, fools.
Yeah.
You stupid, dumb, dummy head. I'd never understand why people will go, oh, we'll show them
at our house.
You're at your house the whole time.
You put your neighbor's address on the package so they mix up which house they took it from, obviously.
God!
Don't do it on your own address. So then what do these guys do?
The couple says that when the porch pirates realized the box was packed with dirty diapers, they returned.
And then?
And smeared those diapers all over their front door.
Oh.
And then they came back again 30 minutes later with a huge bag of cow manure and spread it all over their porch and all over their cars.
And no one noticed this? Like, these are robbers who are so pissed off that they are like, we don't even care if we get caught. We're going to go to the feed store and get manure. And we're going to we're going to stand there.
Let me tell you something. Okay. Just so if you don't know already, the scariest people in the world are the ones with nothing to lose. Some burglar guy. Yeah, he's not worried about anything at this point except revenging you.
Yeah.
Oh, you think you got me?
I'm too stupid to get a regular job. I'm going to do stupid stuff on your house and you're going to pay the price.
I've done time. I'll do a nickel. Laughing.
I don't know, man. Bad stuff happens in jail.
I Nobody agree with you. Jail. I'm not trying.
Only dummies.
I'm not doing any of this.
They're all a bunch of dummies.
One time, listen to this.
Okay. Oh, geez.
I'm in the car with the family.
Your current
I'm
family?
I'm not driving. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Do I have another one?
Yeah, your parents.
And no,
your
no.
All right.
I'm like, what? Just happened. I can't well, keep you know, up with the one I
sit back like it's some old timey story. No. I'm like, is this
my other family from the Philippines? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, your
what?
Other family.
All right. Anyway, I'm in my car with my family. Yes, the one you know.
The current family.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh. And I'm not driving. I'm in the passenger seat.
Okay.
So
mom's driving.
And I don't
assume.
Know how this happens. I was just sitting there listening to the music, but you know. Who knows what the missus did? She says she didn't do anything, but all of a sudden this car was really pissed off behind us. Sometimes people are pissed off for no reason. It happens.
It does, right. I don't know what I did. I mean, they're just obviously having a bad day.
Yeah, that person is crazy.
Right. What's wrong with them?
I didn't cut them off or be weird with my brakes and almost cause an accident. Who knows what they're mad
all
about?
Right.
All right, so now we're headed home.
Oh, boy.
And this person's now blinking their high beams and tailgating us. And I'm like, what did you do to that person? I didn't do anything. They're crazy.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. Well, so she's driving and I'm thinking, all right, well, they'll pull off any second now, right? It's fine. Except that we make a turn and they turn with us. We make another turn towards our house and they turn with us. I'm like, all right.
Keep going.
Yeah, don't stop at our house.
The exact
right.
point.
Uh-huh. Not tell them where we live.
You drive, just drive past our house.
Go to the police station and pull in there.
I didn't say that. What are we, a
Why
bunch
not?
Of pussies?
Yes.
No. We don't tell them where we live.
You go to the police station.
I was about to tell her, you gun it down the street. I'll jump out. I'll get them when they drive by. Anyway.
Okay. That's a good plan.
Put your hand in your inner pocket. Act like you have a gun.
Yeah. You guys don't need to be in on all my plans. The point of the story is, I tell her, you got to drive past the house now because this crazy person is on our street with us.
And is going to know where we live.
So she drives past our house, and a couple doors past our house, the person stops and parks. I'm like,
it's our neighbor.
It's one of our damn neighbors.
So were they just like, oh, hi?
No. So it turns out it's one of the neighbor's dads who was visiting from out of town who didn't like the way somebody was driving and needed to let them know that they didn't like the way that that person was driving.
Oh, wow. What was the offense?
I don't even know. But the next day I'm like, who the is owns that car? Oh, that's my dad. Your dad's a psycho. Just so you know. Oh. So she tells him and he's like, I'm sorry, I got mad. Yikes. Anyway, the point is, you drive past your house. Mm-hmm. And you don't make porch pirates mad at you because they know where you live, fools.
And they're already awful people.
God.
And also, everybody's a psycho in the car.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, Alex.
This is like retired dude old.
Well, those are the crustiest people.
Well, I'm just saying.
Old dudes, really mad.
I don't want to use the term elderly, but I'm just saying.
Elderly dudes, mad.
Old dude, like tailgating and flashing brights and what? Sheesh.
You know, there's so many reasons to not do that. No matter what the other idiot in the other car did or whatever you did. Like, honestly, these days, it could end so badly. Just don't. Just try to accept that everybody makes mistakes out there. Don't make them make the mistake of shooting you.
Right. Mm. Next story.
Okay. Take it easy.
One's for all the ladies.
All the single ladies?
No.
All the regular ladies.
Well, they could be single.
All the ladies.
All the ladies. All right. The older ladies.
It's for me. Okay. All the older ladies. All the older ladies. Got my cane up and I'm wheeling her around.
You got a cane and a wheelchair?
I got it all.
Oh.
Just in case she needs to get up.
Got my blue hair.
All right.
And my fishnets on. See? Everything. Got it all. I'm a sexy old lady, obviously.
All right.
Hello. I'm doing a kick line in my wheelchair with my slippers on and my robe. Oh, I mean my house coat. That's what I mean. Yeah.
I'm sure those old knees look
got
great
stains. They're all wrinkly the wrinkles stick out of the fishnets. Oh, it's a good look. There are people who are really into it. You'd be surprised. Anyway, go on. So
here's a new study that every middle-aged woman in the world can get behind. Researchers in Cleveland think they've found a simple yet effective treatment for menopause.
Okay, what is it?
I knew you'd love this.
Tell me.
Foot massages.
Really?
Socks and shoes off. Kick them up.
I'm not doing it. This is why you asked if I washed my feet.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna cure you of your menopause.
No, you're gonna tickle
me. I'm not gonna tickle you.
I don't want you to.
I can cure you.
I don't know. You're not an expert on this.
I am.
No, you're not.
Three of the most common symptoms women have are hot flashes, fatigue, and not being able to sleep. It doesn't sound like foot rubs help with the hot flash part, but it might help with the other two. They found it can reduce feelings of fatigue by helping women sleep up to an extra hour more per night.
Oh.
It also helps with anxiety. Which I didn't know. Is that something you got some anxiety?
Well,
kick those shoes off.
No, I'm not doing it.
Throw your feet up here.
You're not touching my feet.
I got you.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to cure you.
No, you're not.
You'll be fixed.
I don't think you can fix me with one foot massage.
No, just asking for multiple.
I need one every
daily.
Day
All
for
right.
an hour.
Kick them
right.
on
Let's
up.
Let's start now.
It. Let's no, see what you got.
It. That's very nice of you to offer, but that's not happening.
And you got big paddles for feet.
I do.
That's going to be some work there.
Yeah. There's a lot of acreage to cover there, Vinny.
John's like, I can't wear her shoes. They're too big for me.
No, we have the exact same size shoes.
Oh, there
I can
you
wear
go.
His and he can wear mine. Actually, his are a hair too big for me.
Oh.
Yeah. But he can still wear mine. He just crunches his toes up. If he needed to.
When he needs to.
If he ever needs
on
to.
On Fridays at 4.
If he needs to. I do have wide feet, too.
Whoa.
Big, like, beaver tail feet.
You don't want me to carry you?
No, thanks. Okay. So I appreciate that you're willing to.
Yeah.
A lot of menopausal women take hormone treatments, which sometimes comes with side effects. They
like
say
what?
The best part is foot massages come with no side effects. You get more sleep.
Mm.
Feel better.
All right. I really don't want to be touched.
Dang.
Frankly.
Mm. Can't believe it. I'll suffer. Cure your menopause.
Appreciate
anyway,
it.
Foot massages can cure menopause.
All right. I mean, I don't know if they're going to cure it, but they might help with the
don't
symptoms.
Don't say that. It says it can cure it.
Okay.
Such a negative attitude sometimes.
Negative
my
Nancy
goodness.
Over here.
Trying to fix you.
No, thanks.
All right.
I appreciate it. That's nice of you. Thanks for reading the menopause story and thinking of me.
A woman named Grumpy.
Oh, is it a story about me?
No.
Oh.
A 43-year-old woman in Texas named Grumpy was arrested last week after she drunkenly stabbed her husband in a Goodwill parking lot.
Oh,
husband's going to be okay. Grumpy's been charged with aggravated assault. Do you stay with her after that? I mean, is that officially grounds for divorce?
Back it up a second.
And you don't have to give half to someone who's stabbed you, do
the
you?
The lady's name is Grumpy?
43-year-old woman named Christy Henshaw goes by the name Grumpy.
Mm.
Oh, so she's just that person.
She's just revels.
You don't just get that nickname
in her
for
attitude.
No reason, right?
Kind of like V. Hale. What the hell? You know how she's like, yeah, I'm aggressive. What?
What?
And you're all, oh.
So should we just start calling her aggro?
Yeah.
No.
I think she's a delight. So we could also call her D-Light. Anyway, Grumpy.
So this lady's Grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She looks like...
Oh, the second picture, she
looks like Tiffany Haddish.
She looked cute and smiling, or kind of trying to hide a smile.
Yeah, look at
the
her
others,
right there.
Though,
in
she
her
had,
mugshot.
She looks pretty effing grumpy.
RBF, though, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she looks surprised in that one.
She has a range of expressions for someone who's called grumpy. So she's got stabby in the Goodwill parking lot, huh?
43-year-old woman in Texas named Christy Henshaw goes by the nickname Grumpy, and last Wednesday evening, she met up with her husband at the local Goodwill. They were meeting so Grumpy could give him his truck back. That didn't happen. Instead, Grumpy showed up at Goodwill under the influence and refused to give the truck back. Mm. Nah! No! Then she threatened to light the truck's gas tank on fire.
Uh-oh.
Now we're both not getting the truck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The husband was holding the driver's side door with Grumpy still inside when she pulled an open pocket knife and stabbed him in the side for the watch.
Oh.
Grumpy.
So, you say he's her husband, but they're getting a divorce.
It sounds
right?
like they're well on their way.
Yeah.
But I don't know why people stay with people. Why do people stay with people?
But if they're doing a truck transfer, it sounds like they're splitting up their junk. Like,
Grumpy was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And the husband's going to be okay.
That's good.
But there he was. I'm just holding the door.
Yeah, get out.
Grumpy.
We met here so I could have my time.
Do me a favor.
Yeah. Off you go, Grumpy.
He gets stuck.
Okay.
For the watch.
Those sound effects are just...
On
so
point,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We, as people, says 925, carry a lot of stress in our feet. I can see how foot massages can be helpful.
Mm.
Now to get the hubs on board.
Yeah. I just...
510 says, because it's rude, we don't call people aggro, Sarah.
Oh, is that so? Well, this lady's name is Grumpy. Is that rude?
Starting to wonder if Vinny has a foot fetish. I don't.
He has spoken.
Period.
Yeah, I get nothing from feet. Trust me. Woman areas now.
What
on
if
the
they
other
have
hand.
Very long toenails, all painted red?
No, thanks. Keep it all. Vinny, four and five says, Vinny, you drive to the police station. I tell my teen kids to go to the police station. I'm not your teen kid. I had a plan. I was going to jump out and get behind
solid
the bush.
Solid plan. Didn't you hear his solid plan?
That.
He was going to hide behind a bush and then come running out and just like scare them to, oh God, it's a jump shock. That's it. Oh, sorry. I take it all back. I shouldn't have been flashing you. Solid plan.
Brr.
Yeah. Forget the police station. What are they going to do?
I had that. Don't worry about it. I knew what I was going to do.
Obviously, right up until the guy pulled into his own driveway. Then you're like, oh, God, hide. We don't want him to know where his neighbor. Keep going. What a nice coincidence.
That's funny.
Is it?
Yeah. That's hilarious.
It's a good story.
Never got a chance to be a hero. Going to jump on the hood of the car, punch right through the glass, hit him in the face.
Oh, man, the plan just gets more and more.
Well, excellent. I was.
Yeah.
It's what I was going to do.
It's hard to do, break a windshield.
Yeah. Good on the fly planning, though. That's that's good, you know. Yeah, solid.
It's coming up in the trash, Sarah.
Pusha T, Arby's, Britney, and Elton John.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.